Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Monday, June the 16th. It's the day after Father's Day.
Good morning.
Good morning. 7:06 in the morning. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Join our chat room. Come in and say hello to us. Listen to our show if you're kind of out there far away. Good morning, Linda.
Well, good morning.
And Bob, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
With your Shrek ears on.
Hey, it's Monday morning here. Again, it's currently 63 degrees in the downtown studios. How are you this Monday morning? We have a light, you know, we like to recap what happened over the weekend. We've got some fun things to share with you. And if you're looking at the weather, it's going to be around 85 today. Beautiful 85, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane on this Monday morning.
And let's start off with Kathy Lathrop Cummings from our Wells Fargo Advisors. What's happening on Wall Street, Kathy?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive this morning, 7 points at 16,783. The S&P 500 is positive 1 at 1,938, and the NASDAQ is positive 12 at 4,323. Active stocks this morning include Medtronic up 34 cents at $61.05, and Yahoo down $1.81 at $35.13. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is down 18 cents at $22.77, and North Valley Bank is down 33 cents at $21.19. In the bond market, we find higher prices this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 3.40%. And in the commodity markets, crude oil is up 15 cents at $106.32. Gold is up $2 at $1,276.10. And silver is down 3 cents at $19.62. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 706, 806, and 906 right here. If you're looking to find out where your investments are going, where to make new investments, and with people that you can sit across the table with and talk to you about what your financial future is and what do you want it to be, give them a call at 243-7561 and then head on down to Park Marina Drive. That's our Wells Fargo Advisors. Okay. There's a lot of things happening over the weekend, and we've got a lot of stuff happening today. We're going to be talking sex trafficking in this with Anna Mosby. A lot of things happening. But, you know, we had somebody, you know, we had people passing away this weekend that have just been with us, it seems, forever. I can't remember any time I haven't heard this
guy. He's a legend. Casey Kasem. He was an American disc jockey. He's kind of like a Paul Harvey or Dick Clark. It was a time when you would listen to the American Countdown and you would have wonderful stories about the band. You would have special, requests. People from all over the world would try to get on the show. Well, is that me?
No, that was me just checking to see if our stream was working. It is.
Okay, well,
I'm sorry. I didn't expect it to go. No.
Well, anyway, he was an American disc jockey, radio personality, and actor, best known for being the host of the music radio programs American Top 40, American Top 20, and American Top 10 from 1970 until his retirement in 2009, and providing the voice of Norville, Shaggy Rogers, and Scooby-Doo from 69 to 97, and again from 2002 to 2009. So let's not forget he also did voiceovers. In addition to his radio shows, he provided many commercials, Sesame Street. He also Here comes Peter Cottontail, the Jerry Lewis Telethon, Robin in Super Friends, Battle of the Planets, Transformers. So anyway, he was this guy who, you know, we listened to a lot of tribute to him on the way back because we were in Sacramento for Father's Day on Sunday, driving back to Reading and listening to a lot of the tributes. And I just don't think that, I'm not sure that's happening these days. I mean, Ryan Seacrest is kind of, you know, the new face, but I don't know if they do any of this top 40 countdown stuff anymore.
That was my very first radio job here in Reading at KSXO, K6O as it was known, was Sundays running American Top 40 for 3 hours, and we played it off of LP records, and it was how I got into the business.
Really? Off of LP records? So,
yeah. And they would lock at the end of each track, so you would stop and play the commercials at that point in those days before computers, and we would keep the logs on stone tablets, of course.
And then so you have to turn them in.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? It's, you know, he's been around a long time. It's been, you know, it seems like I've always heard about him. And then, you know, of course, then it was Dick Clark. And then, of course, Dick Clark passed away. But now Kasem passed away. This weekend at the fair, a lot of things happened. You know, a giant flag, the world record flag, was flown over Reading. Northern California Veterans Museum and our local helicopter agency here flew this flag, and it cost the museum like $730 or something like this. You need to do this. You have to measure everything. You have to send it into Guinness. You have to videotape it, the whole thing. And they lifted it off Saturday at about, I think it was like 5 o'clock, something like that. And it was a huge success. Flew over Reading and the Shasta County District Fair. So we have a world's record, it appears, right here in town, thanks to Rob Burrows and all of his minions and friends and supporters out at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. So good for you. Good. Now, something else happened to us this morning. That,
well, you know,
I'd like to, let's take a break.
Okay, let's
take
a break.
Because something's happening this weekend. It's going to be the 13th Annual City of Reading Energy Fair. It's going to be held at the Market Street Promenade on Saturday, June 21st, from 8:30 to 12:30. I think we're going to have some people coming in today to talk about that. But the big thing about this is how you save money on energy, which was a big conversation this weekend around the table when everybody's talking about how much the electrical bills are going up, how there's nothing you can do about it. Well, the only thing you can do about it is to get a little bit smarter and start figuring ways to fighting, keeping the air conditioning at a level where you can afford to have it when it comes up here. But there are all types of things happening there this weekend and some things that happened. But something happened to us last night. That was just I'm frankly surprised that it could happen with an elk killer around. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages to tell you what happens. And by the way, it could be coming to you. So beware. We'll be right back.
A little American Top 40 theme, Casey, RIP.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. and I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350, and that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Part of personal protection training is changing our behavioral patterns from risky behavior to a more safe security solution. Today I would ask that you begin locking the door from your garage to the interior living space of your home. This simple habit adds one more layer of armor to your living space and may be the difference between a home invasion and not. For all of your personal security needs, initial firearms training, as well as CCW renewal, contact NFI today at 999-1822 or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBot. Good morning. It is 7:16 in the morning, 63 degrees. It's going to be a nice day today, like 85 or 86,
yeah,
something like that.
And after watching Game of Thrones, of course, you know, we rushed home and watched the Game of Thrones. What did we – we had to watch American Ninja Warrior, and that song reminded me of that. So this portion of the show is brought to you by
– Orchard Nutrition, North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of – natural foods and supplements in Northern California. In-store deli for nutritionists to help you. You know what? They have everything there, including classes in the evening on diet and health. Not only that, you walk into the place and it smells healthy. You know, what can you say about Orchard Nutrition except Joe Martino and his people have done a great, 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 great job. Give them a call at 244-9141 or just stop by the Cypress Square Shopping Center where Orchard Nutrition is, your center for a healthy lifestyle.
Now, why do you like watching American Ninja Warrior?
I don't, you know, it, to me, it's a, I don't know why, it's mindless, I guess, you don't have to think about it, but I see it as a, it's this competition between men, mainly men, and some women. None of the women have ever gotten, at least the ones we've seen, not gotten past, like, the second obstacle.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the third at the most. And what it is, it's a physical fitness competition where, but you also have to be physically agile. And gymnasts, even gymnasts, part of the Russian gymnast group are out of, someplace over there in the Eastern Bloc, couldn't make it all the way through. And then you've got these kids or these young men. You've got a 36-year-old guy. He just set the record again going through this course. And it's a tough course. I mean, it's all physical agility and strength where, I mean, your upper body strength is just incredible, which is one of the reasons that you look at it is that probably why there's no women that get into it because it is set so you have to have tremendous upper body strength, mm-hmm. and be able to explosive power.
I think we're going to
explosive see explosive power in the sense of, you know, when you're going up that wall, you
right.
have to be able to explode up that wall,
mm-hmm.
curved wall, get up and grab it and then pull yourself up at the end of everything else. And whether you like it or not, most women do not have that upper body strength like men do, which takes us back into, you know, into the military and pushing women out in infantry and all this. You know, the fact is, it's not because they're not brave or courageous, because there was two gold medal winners last night,
mm-hmm.
that were women, gold medal winners from the Olympics in rowing in the six, but she was, what she had going against her was one, she's 6'2". You'll see that most of these people that are competing in here are smaller because smaller frames, small, you know, their center of gravity.
And wiry.
It's easy. Yeah, it's easier for them seemed to be moving back and forth. Though there was that one guy, 6'1", 205 pounds, he was like number three. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's all of that. But it's interesting to watch how hard they work to get there.
Mm-hmm. I love the backstories because you see some of them have gone through a lot of adversity, and one of which, you know, is diabetic and has the pump and talked about his life. And there were a couple who, you know, came out. One had gone through, what's it called, alopecia, when they lose all of their hair.
They lost all of his hair.
But still, at 21, that happened. So that was interesting to see him, you know, completely, you know, naked in the sense that, you know, he just was out. He lives out loud with
it. Hair in his head, hair in his face, eyebrows, everything. All of his hair is gone because your immune system attacks your hair for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
We were at the fair this weekend.
Carlita.
I think that was Carlita. Aubrey, you know, we talked
sleeping
about it already.
The whole time.
Yeah, she was sleeping. Oh, when I took a photo of her. But she won the best of show and the champion hog. Aubrey Largent. And then I think we saw Katie Cundy's son.
Mm-hmm.
won a prize in there too. And then you judged the talent contest.
That's right.
Now we watched this guy who was
talent.
And we're going to have him on the show. He's a hypnotist. And if you don't think that was a hoot, watching this guy hypnotize people, and they were really hypnotized. I mean, you know, sometimes I always thought, oh, they're just people that he's paying out of the audience. No, because one of them was one of the 4-H people that came out and sat next to Linda, and one of the signals he did, or one of the subliminal commands he left with them was, if he said the word insurance, what would happen?
After they brought everybody and they woke them up, supposedly, in the crowd, there was about three or four of them. They said that you have to be the Aflac duck. So they would go, Aflac, and they'd plop their – so this gal
every time he said insurance,
me.
These kids would jump up and do it. And one of them sat next to you. That was one of them. And she did it, but she acted like
– she stood up and went, why am I saying – she could see in her face, Aflac. It's so funny.
He said he could do it. He can tell, and he's not giving away. He wouldn't give away any secrets. We're going to have him on the show because this guy is funny. And he started. He found out at age 9 he could do this, and at age 12 he starts putting on shows. And 18 he starts touring. But he can take you out. Yeah, he does a lot of sober grad things. In fact, the last thing he leaves with everybody is, you will not get behind the wheel if you've been drinking.
Yeah, while you're under.
While you're under.
This is what he tells everybody was. But the one guy had he told him, okay, when we're going to go out there, and he has everybody go back in there after he's hypnotized, we have to go back and it tells them what they're going to do, and they go back in the crowd like they're just normal and they're watching the show, and he continues on with it. And then he has this one guy, he told him, you are going to be the ultimate Richard Simmons. You are going to be selling your DVD, and you are so Richard Simmons. Watch this guy, and the other guy was a Barbie, and do your strike the pose. So they come, as soon as the music starts, he says a word, they come up there and do that. So that's hilarious. You know, we talked about something that happened to us this morning when we woke up.
This was
great after kind of the crappy getting our cars broken into and our camera stolen and just being bummed out. You know, we've got a lot of headlines right now with stuff that just bums us out.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a couple minutes. But as I'm pulling out of the car, out of the driveway this morning, I look over and I notice something, but I don't really – you know how you look at something, you don't really see it? You're not thinking about it. I'm thinking about what's going on. I think about work. And then Linda's out standing up there in the yard waving at me. And then I stop and look at it.
Stop your car and get out and see what's in the front yard.
20 pink flamingos in our front yard.
We've been flocked.
Reading Christian School has flocked us.
Somebody
paid to have us flocked.
So cute. You know,
there's 20
pink flamingos.
The plastic pink flamingos are out in our front yard.
And then
the epitome of American tackiness.
I love it. And then there's a sign that says you've been flocked. You get up closer and it talks about, you can pay insurance so that you will never be flocked again. Or you can.
They're raising money for the high school basketball game, varsity boys basketball. So this is what they do. Somebody pays $20 and or $15, but $20 gets you 20 flamingos. And I guess they do it at night or early in the morning. They come in there and they put the flamingos in your front yard, which is hilarious. Then they come pick them up. But I can tell you right now, people, there are people out there right now, you might as well stand by.
Okay, so
because we're going to be sending flamingos to you.
One of the things it says in here, note, flamingos are not allowed to flock on public property or apartment complexes. It says, how many flamingos do you want to migrate to your friend's yard? And then it says, beside when you're filling out the information to get flocked, to have somebody flocked. Other info, dog, ?gate, victim work nights.
Okay, now, if you want to do something like this, his name is Chris Friesen. Give him a call at 243-3706. 243-3706. His name is Chris. So if you want to flock, I tell you, it is absolutely hilarious, and we're going to pay this one forward.
The gardener's coming today.
Times.
I don't know how funny he thinks it's going to be. He's got
mow
the lawn.
You know what?
Get over it.
Okay, now let's talk about some other things. We talked about the giant flag. We talked about being flocked. How about the fact that in Iraq right now, hundreds are being murdered. More cities are falling. Baghdad is in a frenzy. And what is our president doing? He's playing golf. What response to the attack by the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant, ISIL? Started in Syria. That they reach. If you look at their area they cover, it's, if you put it a map of it like the United States, it would go from Indiana all the way into West Virginia and across there. And they've taken Mosul. They've taken Tikrit. They're moving down toward Baghdad. And what are we doing in the United States? You know, people are questioning, what did we, why did our men die, the sacrifice? Well, no, frankly, don't go there, my friends. I wrote about this on Reading.com in Time Under the Helmet. You can't take away the honor and the honor and courage of our men and women who died fighting over there, who were wounded over there. You can't do that. I mean, that has nothing to do with this situation. They were honorable. They were brave. They were courageous. They fought. They fought for our country. They fought for what they believed in. They fought for their brothers and sisters. It is the politicians who you need to take a look at and wonder what is going on with them. We are asking Tehran for help. Over there, we're asking for Iran to intercede because we don't have the political leadership resolve or guts. Where is our president? Where's our president on this? What is he doing? You know, we're spending a lot of money out there. We're spending a lot of time. We spent lives out there. Now, you can say, oh, it's just a waste of their lives. No, it wasn't, because what they did was we won the war. We won the war in Iraq. When President Obama came in and he sent his Secretary of State over there, they lost the war. We left without leaving any troops there, like we're planning on leaving Afghanistan. If we had left the troops like we'd been planning for 10 years, yes, when I was there in 2006 and 2007, already the plans were there to leave 5 different bases with like 5,000 men and women on each base to fight, to help, to train, to call in fire. To use airstrikes, all these things if they had to. But we didn't do that because we weren't smart enough to figure out how to do that with the Iraqis. We're at least smarter now, and I think we're doing that with the Afghans, but who knows? But here we are, here's our president, and what is he doing? I mean, do you see any type of leadership here? Do you see anything? On the border? We have border patrolmen who are making more sandwiches than they are catching people. We have thousands coming across the border. Why? You know why? Because they believe in their president. Obama is letting them come. It's called permiso. Permiso. Take them up, come across the border. Oh, President Obama will let you stay. We have permission. Permiso. Thank you. What is going on with this administration? What is he doing? He's out raising money in Hollywood with his fat cat friends out there, the billionaires, the hundreds of millions they have, who also want tax breaks from our government here in California, who will then get them because they're Democrats' fat cats. And so our government is there. And not only that, but we passed the state's largest budget ever in the state of California, yet cut out $800 million of it that would have gone to paying down debt. There were good parts of it, yes. But we also put $250 million into the high-speed rail. The high-speed rail that has been fought to a standstill, and the judges said, don't do it. What are we doing? Where is our leadership? And what is the one thing we have in common here? Democrats. Okay. Are all Democrats bad? Absolutely not. But what is the common thread we have here? President Obama is a Democrat. His senior advisors around him are Democrats. The Senate is numbered by Democrats. California is led by every elective office is Democrats. And it's not going to change, not in California, not for a while. But we need some decisions. We are going to be overrun on the border, if not already. And Baghdad may be overrun in the space of a couple of weeks. And let me tell you something. These guys aren't playing nice. They're taking people out by hundreds of these soldiers they capture, tying their hands behind them, and murdering them on the streets, on the sides of the road. And they're photographing it and putting it on YouTube. Excuse me. They don't care. What are we doing? Or are we going to do anything? And then at least make the statement, hey, we're going to just turn it over. Hey, why don't you make Iraq into a Kurdish, Sunni, and a Shia state? Just like Joe Biden said years ago. We'll be right back after these messages.
Pizza Shack. Even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes. Original Shack. Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
This is Carl and Linda Bott. We want to extend an invitation to join us for a very special event, a Salute to the Veterans cruise to the British Isles. You're invited to join Linda and I for this very special cruise.
August 15th, 2014, with a special emphasis for veterans, family, and friends who join us.
With a special tour of Normandy beaches and the landing spots for D-Day, the military tattoo in Edinburgh, and a special visit over to Ireland.
Hi, this is Alice at Avanti Travel. My husband Bob and I will be on the cruise too. We're so excited and anxious for you to join us. We'll have special events on the cruise like cocktail parties, group photos, military history presentations, and much, much more. So call Avanti Travel at 244-1400 for more information. All our gals are just waiting to hear from you. This is a very special cruise where we honor our veterans. Everyone is invited. So give us a call right away.
Hi, this is Jeff Williams, commercial loan officer at Plumas Bank here in Reading. Plumas Bank is proud to sponsor the Colt 45s this season. Plumas Bank has been serving the financial needs of Northeastern California for 34 years. Our top priority is helping local businesses succeed. We're located at the corner of Cypress and Civic Center Drive, across from City Hall and just down the street from the ball field. Call us today at 246-2364. Experience the Plumas Bank difference. More convenience, more value, more opportunity.
Plumas Bank, member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott at Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome to KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott here, 7:34 in the morning on Monday. today. 63 degrees. And today we're going to have a sunny day with temperatures around 85. Mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. Looking at the forecast today, sunny, 87 on Tuesday and 94 on Wednesday. Clear days ahead of us. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and owned, and they also give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
And this portion of the show is brought by your buddies and our buddies, my buddies, over at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Estate jewelry time. See, gosh, what do we have coming up? Fourth of July diamond.
What is going on? We'll see.
We'll have to have
our watches fixed and, yeah. You know, making sure everything's ready. And also, just go by and see Leonard. He is the gold expert and any kind of loose stone expert. And our jewelry store of choice, Four Winds Jewelry on Hilltop Drive.
Okay. Speaking of the temperatures are going up, so we have with us.
Oh, my goodness.
Two REU who were there last week. But you know what? We're having them back on this week because we have more information. And we're having, of course, the energy fair this week. So we have Jeff Granberry and Mike Adams. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to make sure that you guys are experts by this time.
Energy
now,
fair.
Is there any truth to the rumor that the higher the temperature goes, more electricity, that you guys start get bonus points for everything over 90 degrees?
I wish.
So you get extra money. So if it hits 90 degrees, they just start, you know, no?
Actually, REU controls the weather. So we drive a lot of those hot days just to peak our load.
So are you all out there doing any of these chemtrails? Is that where some of the money's going to?
Well, you know, we can't talk about that. We're on national radio, but we'll talk offline.
I do have a question. I know that you were on last week, and we just think it's so important right now with, you know, so many people with gas prices going up and feeling out of control. I know I was in Sacramento with my folks, and they're on PG&E. My folks who are in their 80s and retired, they've done a fix on their utility bill, which is still in about $500 or plus a month, and they live in a 2,500 square foot house. So you can see what the prices are just in the Sacramento Granite Bay area. So we look and we want to keep information flowing for our listeners about what is going to be happening at the energy fair. Give us a description of the energy fair. What is somebody going to get anything at the energy fair?
Well, there's going to be a lot going on at the energy fair. There's going to be several vendors there on site that are going to help REU customers and anybody in Shasta County try to conserve and lower their bills and give them ways to do that, tools where they can go in and utilize the savings that they can actually use in their house. And there's going to be so much going on. It's not just an energy fair for adults. There's a ton of stuff for kids, interactive activities for children, bucket truck rides, face painting, balloons, all those good things. But then you get the adult side, which is we're all trying to conserve right now. It's not just electricity. It's also the water factor is huge with the drought being declared in the state of California. So we're going to –
you're going to be talking about that too. So it's just it's also water and everything.
You know what? REU it's not just REU's fair. It's the City of Reading Services Fair. So everybody from the City of Reading will be there. I mean, you'll have Reading Municipal Water, Wastewater, Storm Drains. And they're going to have a big demonstration on water conservation because that is really the hot button topic.
Well, you know, it's funny, but the first time I've heard, you know, I mean, Linda will tell stories about how I get weird about water being turned on. But yesterday in Sacramento, our sister-in-law turns to their son and goes, "Hey, turn off the water."
He was washing something with the water continually going in the faucet.
She says there's a drought going on here. First time I've heard that. And so
in a long time, because there was a period of time not too long ago, maybe 5-10 years ago, when we had a drought and everybody was very conscientious of just brushing your teeth, turning the water off, and we were taught that.
Mm-hmm. Showering with somebody else.
Well, you know, and that's actually the best idea. So, but you know, Mike and I, 2 years ago, we never were fielding questions regarding water conservation because it wasn't an issue. Now that it has become drastic.
We got parts of Reading that don't have water now out in Bella Vista. These are Reading residents that don't have, from what I understand. I'm living in the
they're within
Reading
the city
limit,
sphere.
In this,
influence,
yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
They have no water.
Okay, so let me ask that. Just as we're kind of floating around with a bunch of stuff, when you have Bella Vista, for instance, because I know that they're Folsom. My folks live close close to Folsom, and they're talking about every day my dad's talking about how the lake's going down. How much is coming in? Nothing's coming in, but what's going out? Same thing's happening with Shasta. What happens with Bella Vista? How, when people have to have their water shipped in, can you give us a visual of what happens there? Like, they're out of water, so now what?
I couldn't.
You know, and to be honest with you, we didn't work on that side of the utility, but I would imagine there's just a huge cost absorbed with it, is what I can imagine.
Bella Vista, to get the water, to get the groundwater, would have to build something like a $1 million well. It's going to cost over $1 million to put a well out there that would give them the, you know, the amount of water they need. From what I, you know, this is talking to, you know, some water people. Because in Anderson, you know, Anderson has those groundwater wells. That's why they can sell, acid can sell that water out of the river because of these. But they have these big wells they've already done. Bella Vista doesn't have it, hon. So the first thing they're going to have to do is, maybe they will be trucking it in. Who knows? I don't think they've reached that point yet. But they're buying it for $756 an acre foot when it usually is $25.
Yeah, I know the prices have gone up. It's about higher than gas.
Okay, let's go back into your venue here.
Okay, that's something we know about. Like, let's talk electricity here and energy.
Okay,
now this is one of the things you all said the other day was that there's simple things you can do around your house, and that you all will send one of your experts out. Or we hope they're an expert, not just somebody that was pushing a grocery cart the day before.
No, they do.
And
they have
send out your experts who will look at your house and look at everything.
Yes.
And tell you how to save energy.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. REU has energy auditors on staff that are trained, you know, certified and trained to come in and do home energy audits. And we'll go basically from top to bottom to the home. You know, we look at insulation, we look at your heating, air conditioning, and what drives your major load in the home. When we show up, we bring a 3-year history of your bill, we bring all kinds of knowledge with us, and savings ideas for the customer. Typically, you can walk into a home and the way it sets is the way it probably typically is. We'll get to talking to the owners, and 9 times out of 10, we'll leave them with something they didn't know there they could be saving energy on. You know, like washing your clothes on cold. That's a huge thing. You know, having your hot water, having your water heater set down at a lower temperature setting.
For the electric water heaters, yeah.
Yeah, for electric water heaters. 120 degrees.
We have an on-demand gas one.
Wow, those are great.
It is. It's a little expensive, but I think it makes up for it over the period of, you know, a few years. What about putting things – we've got an outside refrigerator and an outside freezer. So if I heard that if you put, like, gallon water jugs in the freezer
– that's kind of a myth.
Is that a myth?
That is a little bit of a myth. Yeah, it's going to help some, but to show any type of significant savings over time, the –
Same thing with the refrigerator.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't have me fill all those milk bottles, Carl.
Yeah, it's such a small amount of actual savings that you'll see. It'll just take forever. But if it makes you feel good.
Because the new ones have the E-Star.
Well, not anymore, it doesn't. Not anymore doesn't make me feel better. Thanks a lot, Mike. I thought I was doing something for our community. You just told me, waste of your time. Except I can now take the frozen water and chase cats with it.
Well, the newest refrigerators, and they have the, what's it called, Energy Star?
Yes. Yeah.
So, and then if you buy those, don't you get a rebate from the city if you have an Energy Star?
We currently have rebates for several appliances. We just added washing machines.
Dishwashers.
Yeah, we just added dishwashers. And we're also adding the heat pump water heaters.
Oh.
Electric water heaters to the list of
fantastic
rebated items.
Great.
And at the energy fair, we're going to have some really super good rebate bonuses going on.
Last year was a really big, I remember people wanted to go to the energy fair for that particular reason. Not only they wanted to expand their knowledge, but it was the rebates that you get specifically at the fair.
And that holds true.
Tell me about the solar screens, because you get rebates on these, right?
Absolutely. Or you have the weatherization.
This is an easy way to cut back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a weatherization program where we will rebate up to 25 cents per square foot residential on solar sunscreens. And basically what they do is you can get them to block anywhere from 70, 80, or 90% of the UV rays coming into your home, preventing that solar heat gain that you get during the summer that you don't want. Cool thing about solar sunscreens is you can remove them in the winter, so you do allow for solar heat gain coming in the home. And really, for bang for your buck, that is probably the best window treatment you can put on your window.
And you can do it yourself.
Are
they outside?
Yes, they are outside.
And do they roll down just like a shade?
That's the one type you can get. The other type is you can get it fitted just like a screen that would go around your window. So it looks really nice and clean, and it looks like it was manufactured.
Can you see?
Oh yeah, it doesn't block your view out. It just prevents the UV UV rays from getting inside the
home. Because I had my windows sunblocked professionally, that whatever that is, and I don't think it's really done the thing. You know,
well, that's a tint a tint on your window or a film on your window. The sunscreen is a totally different mechanism.
I think we're going to try that.
Yes.
We're going to go down and we're going to try it and see how it works.
Yeah. You know, come down to the energy fair. There's going to be a guy there demonstrating sunscreens.
Fantastic.
I mean, that's
a Saturday, right?
Yeah, that is this Saturday, the 21st. 8:30 to 12:30, if you care to know.
And where is it again?
By the way, you weren't here, but I read about it first thing this morning.
We can walk down. Nice. That'd be nice. Market Street Promenade.
I think this is something everybody needs to go to because now, do y'all give, are they giving rebates for solar at all? Or is all that money going to that airport project to help bring in all those new planes that are flying in?
Wouldn't that be nice to get a flight out of Reading?
We're spending how many $100 million out there to bring in that one plane a day?
Okay, well, let's go back to.
We love the airport, by the way. I guess I think
Rod,
about him.
Rod's going to be on the show. I'm just warming up for Rod.
Perfect, Rod.
But anyway,
perfect.
But is there solar at all?
Currently, the rebates are suspended right now. They will come back. We're going to take one of the items to council here in a couple of weeks to let the council know what we're doing, where we're at with the rebate program. And
can we? I mean, what I'd like to see is because one of the big expenses I understand is the refrigerator, right?
And especially in your garage.
Especially in your garage. Yep.
Yeah. Anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's hot out there.
Well, because refrigerators are typically meant to be in conditioned spaces where it's 68 to 78 degrees. When you put them in the garage, it's 110, and so it's constantly battling the exterior temperature.
Huh.
Very inefficient, and we see that. We'll see that in the summer drive bills, just up to the roof on people.
What I was thinking about though is that there are solar panels that will run your refrigerator. I've seen them out there. They advertise them for that. Have you seen those?
I have not, but you'd have to remember that would have to have a backup hard electrical system on it, and you know the cost versus benefit on that would really take a while, I think, to pay off.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything that's specific to any type of appliance to offset appliance.
Yeah,
but
I just saw something being advertised.
Interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Hey, we got to take a break here. All right. We're talking
Bob's
energy.
Been playing great. Bob has been playing some great bump music today.
Mike Adams and Jeff Granberry from REU talking about the REU Energy Fair, and we're just babbling on. We'll come back with a truly pointed type of conversation talking about things you can do just right off the top. We'll be right back.
Hello, Mike News with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Redding, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Looking for an unusual quality piece of jewelry? Do you have a wristwatch or timepiece that needs to be repaired and you don't know where to go to? Well, Four Winds Jewelry is the place. They have the only watch repair technician in town. Four Winds Jewelry is located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. And Four Winds Jewelry are the experts in gold or loose stones, opals, estate jewelry, or Native American pieces.
Go in and see Leonard and his associates. Four Winds Jewelry, meeting all your jewelry needs. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4 p.m. 222-2750.
Four Winds Jewelry.
Hey, baseball fans, Nate Aborea here for my good friends at Muse Concrete. They've been bringing homes to the Reading area for over 30 years, all while standing by two words, quality and integrity. Muse Concrete is also a big-time supporter of Reading Colt 45's baseball, both at the yard down at Tiger Field and on the radio right here on KCNR AM 1460. Be sure to check them out online, museconcrete.com.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport to the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Bad Bob's here with us. The time is 7:50 in the morning, June the 15th, 63 degrees out there, going up to 88. Good morning. This portion of the show brought to you by, hey, Sharon Clark and Reading Home Helpers. 10 years in the business. This is their 10th year anniversary. All their caregivers are background checked, drug screened, bonded, and insured. You know, Sharon Clark has a great business there. Helps a lot of people. She'll do a free in-home consultation herself to tell you what kind of support you need for your loved ones, whether they are your elderly or maybe their children or maybe there's somebody else in your family that needs help. Check out ReadingHomeHelpers.com or give her a call at 226-8350. Reading Home Helpers. Our guests today, Mike Adams and Jeff Granberry, who are here from REU. And they're talking about the REU Energy Fair, and we're asking them a series of questions that they shot down my idea about if you fill up your freezer and your refrigerator with cold water or, with water jugs, it makes it work less because there's less space for it to cool, which just seemed very, seemed like a physics answer to me. But
maybe years ago, after
Mike fell on the floor, rolled around, laughed. Oh, God.
He's like, what decade are you living in?
He says, yeah, I really like those 60 shirts you're wearing. Yeah. So, anyway, but that's not.
I apologize about Mike acting like that, too. That was totally inappropriate.
Oh, you know what? You're sitting over there, too, getting your hand over your mouth, chortling. Okay, now, what are some other things people can do? I mean, just looking at their house right now, if they walked around their house, is there something they could do before they get an expert there to help?
Basic air infiltration, air leakage into the home. So looking at your doors, weather stripping doors, some of the older windows, if they're leaking pretty bad, you can find some decent retrofit stuff to help seal those windows
underneath your doors and stuff like this and coming in. And if you got an old house, you probably got some drafts coming through there.
You probably do. And it's pretty easy to check. In some cases, with light and dark, if it's dark outside, turn the light on. You can look outside and see if you can see a crack. You see the light. You got some pretty good leakage going on.
Okay.
We got a caller right now. BC, good morning. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question for REU, gentlemen?
I certainly do have a question for REU. Do they have a booth down there that explains why we're at the situation that we're in right now?
Absolutely. REU will have a booth that will be staffed with staff members.
I think I'll go a little further than that. It needs to be staffed with people to tell me that this all comes from the EPA people in the state of California in the direction that we're being driven into because elections have consequences.
I believe
it all comes from liberal people voting in these rules and regulations if we're California that they want them to go. Personally, I hope gas goes to $7 to $10 a gallon because then it'll get the voters. Maybe they'll vote people back in to get rid of some of these crazy things like high-speed rail.
And what I think that type of venue you're looking for, sir, would probably be a city council meeting, not the energy fair.
This stuff comes out of Sacramento. We're living with everything that results in Sacramento and the legislatures out there that put us on there, and Governor Brown and the mandates on green energy that we have to make that doesn't even make sense. Anyhow, I just wondered if they would, people out there, the voters, just be aware that elections have consequences, and you keep going the way we're going to go, it's not going to get only better. Thank you, guys.
You bet, BC. And what BC is saying is that we are. We know part of the reason our electric bills are going up is because of the gas or green emissions or gas. The Emissions Act,
yes.
Greenhouse gas emissions, and the fact is that by 2020 we have to have a third of our energy comes from renewable assets, and that is just driving the cost up. I don't think anybody is saying that's not true. But the Energy Fair this week is about how to help us save money.
Yeah,
and
take what you
and,
have and
yeah,
fix it.
And Mike and Jeff aren't on that side. They're not on that side of. They're not heading up REU. This is something you talk to Tiffin about. This is something you talk to Governor Brown about because it's not going to get any better, especially when you do this cap and trade. So this is why the Energy Fair is even more important because you can tell people how to save money and to, you know, how to, because you have other things too. Is instead of getting that $600 bill, you can also get, an average throughout the whole year, right?
Yeah, you can amortize your bills where they will take your last year's consumption and break it out over a 12-month period. That's one way of controlling your bills, knowing what your monthly outflow will be is by bill amortization. And that's a pretty popular option for a lot of people that want to know what they're paying each month.
My in-laws do that.
They're
PG&E. Yeah. I mean, and they're still paying $700-something a month.
I thought it was five.
And we have restructured our CARES program. So there's a lot more people out there that qualify for our CARES program than actually take advantage of it.
What is CARES?
CARES is for our senior citizen and...
Senior citizens and disabled folks
and this
who
may
need
be,
assistance.
This may not be in your bailiwick, so I'm not going to try and pin you down on it. But, you know, are we helping the elderly here? I mean, they're on fixed incomes and the cost is going up. How much is it every year, 7% or more on electrical costs? Plus the water just went up.
We just had our last rate increase, so right now there isn't any more electric rate increases on the
horizon.
On the
we've had them for the last 3 years?
Over the last 6 years.
Last 6 years at 7% each year?
6.4,
we went up 42%.
Yeah, and like I said, with the CARES program, that is for our senior citizens and to help them out with their costs. So a lot of people that didn't qualify before now qualify for it, and that's actually one of our more underutilized programs that we have out there for.
We should probably have you come on and talk just about that.
There's money in the pot out there for seniors?
Yeah, there's several different programs. There's the CARES, there's SHARES, there's Lifeline, Lifeline Plus. There's several programs that are really built to help the impoverished and people are having tough times in the community.
And elderly perhaps on a fixed income that they just can't afford. You know, they want to stay in their home, but utility bills are going up. Well, we have just a few minutes left, and, you know, we've got Mike Adams and Jeff Granberry. Mike, tell us what your position is with REU. I know you're here to talk about the Energy Fair, but I'd like to know a little bit about each one of you.
Okay, I'm kind of more of the techie guru guy in the group, but my particular job, I'm the solar program coordinator and home performance coordinator. I also do the Ice Bear program. So I have
Ice Bear.
The thermal ice storage. So
this solar thing though are we getting to the point yet?
The solar actually takes up probably 90% of my time right now.
Well, wow.
Are we getting to the point with the rates? Because anybody that does solar would tell you it wouldn't pay you to do it in Reading. For PG&E, yes. Reaching the point,
yes,
though?
At some point for Reading, it will. As costs for installations
cost
come down
right.
and rates increase, and at some point that will come up.
Okay.
Hopefully we can head that off.
That's something that maybe we need to have you and maybe
just a breakdown of that.
Somebody that does it. You know, does solar, you know, at the same time. And then
and Jeff Granberry, tell us, you know, with you, REU, I know we're about the Energy Fair this weekend, but what is it that you've got about a minute left? Tell us about you.
I'm a demand-side management coordinator with REU. I head up all public education and all community events that are run through REU pretty much go through me. Also, I am the lead auditor for our home auditing program. So typically, if you call somebody for an audit, you're probably going to get me.
Great.
Wow.
So we want to have Jeff come over to the house, take a look at it.
Yes, you do.
Now, the other thing, too, is that having people like Alliance Heating and Air to come out, check all your filters, check your air ducts and all this stuff twice a year is a good idea, too. Yeah.
Refrigerant charge tests, properly tested.
Right.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Yes. Now, okay, it's this weekend?
It is this weekend, Saturday, June 21st, 8:30 to 12:30 at the Market Street Promenade.
And so it's right down the street from us right here. You can come by. We got shows running all day.
Cool.
Go on down there. Get a lot of information. Get your rebates because we're going to start looking at especially solar, the solar screens. I think that's a great idea because we, like a lot of other people, have these houses. They
huge
have lots
windows,
of,
older home facing right downtown, and it gets huge, hot.
Well, come on down and get a free breakfast sandwich.
And a free breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, a free breakfast sandwich. I mean,
yeah, but you got. Do you have still stand in line behind the people with the push carts?
It's 8:30 in the morning. I don't know if that'll be an issue.
I'm sorry.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you this
Jeff
Saturday.
Jeff Granberry, Mike Adams. Thank you so much for what you do. You know, and don't ever mix up REU workers with REU management. We'll be right back. Carl and the Butt, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The U.S. State Department is reinforcing security at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad and evacuating some personnel, even as Islamic militants continue their march toward the Iraqi capital city. Former U.S. envoy in Iraq, Paul Bremer, telling NBC's Today Show he thinks the U.S. needs to try to bridge gaps across sectarian lines.
Probably Secretary Kerry ought to be sent there right away, and he ought to stay there until he can get a broad, unified government that gives some confidence to the Sunnis and Kurds that this is not just us supporting a continued sectarian Shiite government.
And the Islamic militants overtook yet another Iraqi town today of about 200,000 people. Also at SRNews.com, the correlation between the traditional Christian faith in America and its public institutions continues to be eroded by rulings coming from the nation's highest court. Today, we learned that public high schools will not be allowed to hold graduations in churches. SRN's Michael Harrington has more on this latest high court decision.
The justices have left in place an appeals court decision that says holding graduation in a church building violates the so-called separation of church and state. The justices did not explain their denial of the appeal from the Elmbrook School District in southeastern Wisconsin. Justices Antonin Scalia and Clarence Thomas said they would have heard the case.
That's SRN's Michael Harrington reporting. Meanwhile, as a family that owns Hobby Lobby awaits a Supreme Court ruling expected this week on its challenge to the health care law's birth control mandate, it's winning the respect of fellow Christians. The Reverend Russell Moore is president of the Southern Baptist Convention's Ethics and Religious Liberty Commission.
They believe that God is the author of human life and that every human life from the moment of conception is sacred, and they believe that the government is not the Lord of their consciences.
And this is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
In the wake of an accident on the New Jersey Turnpike that injured actor and comedian Tracy Morgan, U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer has launched a plan to keep tired truck drivers off the road. One of his ideas, Schumer says, the Department of Transportation should increase insurance rates for truckers and move forward with a plan to require so-called black boxes by the end of the summer.
Electronic logging devices in every truck to ensure that the rules are being enforced. And secondly, we're asking that coverage, insurance coverage on the large trucks, be raised.
Schumer wants to see those black boxes for the trucks because currently, he says that most truck drivers log their miles and hours manually. He says most truck drivers doing that have a big incentive to cheat. They're only allowed to drive so many hours in a row before they're supposed to take a rest. At Wall Street, the Dow is struggling. It's down about 10 points. This is SRN News. The International Monetary Fund foresees the U.S. economy growing at a modest rate of 2% this year, below its previous estimate of 2.7%. An explanation on those numbers from Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
We have revised downwards our growth forecast for 2014 down to 2%.
And the IMF report notes a harsh winter and a slowing housing recovery caused the country's economy to shrink during the first 3 months of 2014. Pete Rose is returning to manage a baseball team, but just for one day. The 73-year-old Rose, who has the most career hits in Major League history, is scheduled to skipper the Bridgeport Bluefish of the Independent Atlantic League later today. Rose was managing the Cincinnati Reds in 1989 when he agreed to a lifetime ban from Major League Baseball for betting on games. Rose can take this one-game job because the Bluefish are not affiliated with any Major League team. More details at SRNNews.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 right here with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, June the 15th, the day after Father's Day. It's Monday. It's 8:06 in the morning. And our phone lines here are 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Let's start off with our friends at Wells Fargo Advisors, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 5 points at this time at 16,769. The S&P 500 is positive 2 at 1939, and the NASDAQ is down 1 at 4,309. Active stocks today include Medtronic, which is down 38 cents at $60.38, and Bank of America down 21 cents at 15.24. Stocks of local interest: Bank of Commerce is down 1 penny at $6.57, and Exo Group is down 13 pennies at $11.70. Turning to the bond market, we find higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 10-year Treasury yield to 2.60%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is up 13 cents at $106.30. Gold is up $1.10 at $1,275.20. And silver is up fractionally at $19.66. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Kathy, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:06, 8:06, and 9:06 in the morning. You know, you're looking for ideas on what to do with your money, investments you have but you're not sure about, the path to financial freedom. Give them a call, 243-7561. Our Wells Fargo Advisors, and then head on down to their offices on Park Marina Drive.
Currently 69 degrees in the downtown studios. It's going to be sunny today with our temperatures reaching around 85, mostly clear tonight with temperatures around 56. And Tuesday, 87, Wednesday, 94. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. They also give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Yeah, let's go to the phones. Sally.
Yes.
It's Monday. It must be Sally.
It is, and it's Tea Party Monday.
Tea Party Monday. Yay. What's up?
Yes. And tonight at Bonnie View Baptist, well, I should say Destiny Fellowship Church at 2570 South Bonnie View Road, we are going to have two representatives from the Bella Vista Water District the Anderson Cottonwood Irrigation District come talk to our people. As you know, water has been much in the news lately.
We were just talking to a couple of the REU guys because of the energy fair and how to save money on energy, and this water thing is just this water thing's out of control.
Yes, and as you know, many people have gotten sticker shock when they've gotten their latest water bill.
Well, yeah, you get a $60 bill and a $400 penalty on it, but
yeah,
at least they rescinded that until July, though. But starting next month, you know, you can get hammered out there.
Yes, yes, and so we definitely want to make people aware of that. And if they have questions that they would like to ask the two guys that are coming, we welcome all people to come and get their questions answered.
Right. Hey, Sally, this week we're having the Fish and Game Commission representative on that's going to talk about wolves and other things. Any other questions you all may
very
have?
Very interesting. What day is that?
That's going to be Wednesday, 8 o'clock.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Now, the last question I have before we have to run out of here is, last week it was something that was going to be graphic at the meeting. Or not for the squeamish?
Now, say that again. I didn't
hear
that.
At last Monday's meeting at the Tea Party.
Oh.
You had something, you said, not for the squeamish. And you know what? We didn't make us. We had like three other things we were doing, but I've been thinking about it ever since.
Well, we showed a movie that had some squeamish parts in it.
Oh, okay. Like what? What was it about?
Well, it was Honor Diaries.
Oh. Oh. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, got it. All right. So,
good. Now you know.
Now I know. All right. Okay, big shout out. As long as we got it, kind of like our groups on the phone here, a big shout out to Linda and Mark Kent, too, for they're off the grid, and they brought us eggs. So, hey, big shout out for them, too.
With very hard shells.
Yes, with very hard shells. We can bounce them around the room here. So,
yeah.
But they are great.
Out of the crate, and they roll.
Rally, Sally, okay, 6 o'clock tonight. Where at? One more time.
At 2570 South Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church. Watch for the Tea Party sign and the flags.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sally.
All right. Thank you so much.
You betcha.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Lions Heating and Air, and how appropriate for that. 20 years in the business, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, any system. They can fix any system, anytime. Warranties and guarantees they offer. Give Martin a call at 221-2642. They're running all over town. You know, it's going to get warmer and warmer and warmer. One of the things we just talked about is making sure your system's working right. And Martin and Alliance Heating and Air can do that. Give them check out their website at homecomfort.org. Okay, our guest here. Monday's a little, because we have all these things going.
Yeah.
Anna and
Matt Mosley. And you've been waiting for this. We've been talking about sex trafficking in Northern California and what a problem it is. And we are so blessed today to have Anna and Matt with us, because we're going to be talking about subject matter here in the next hour that I think a lot of us are just not going to believe. And it's time for us to really open our eyes and realize what is happening and what we can do to help be part of the cure, I suppose.
Part of the solution.
Now, Anna and Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is something we've been talking about for, gosh, as long as we've been on the air. And we've had people coming in from Bethel. We've had people coming in from different areas talking about human trafficking and in the, you know, Redding. Everybody goes Redding. And you have to understand that where we are here, you know, part of it is a geographic thing is what we were told, you know, being on 5 like we are, going east-west and north-south. It's along the kind of like the drug routes too, but we're not the experts, and you are. So, Anna, talk to us about human trafficking in Redding.
One of the things that we've learned recently, just one of the ladies on our team meets with girls over in Reno. When they find a traffic victim, they bring her in, and then she goes in as an advocate. So one of the things we're learning is it's not just the I-5 corridor. It's actually that we're so close to two cities that have a major problem. So Sacramento is a huge hub for trafficking, and then also Reno. So what we've learned in the last couple of months is that it's actually a triangle. Girls are being trafficked from Reno to Sacramento to Redding, and they're moved around constantly.
Okay, now are we talking about prostitution here, or other things?
Yeah, yes, it is prostitution, but that's where there's prostitution, there's trafficking. Most of these girls are underage, and they're looked at as prostitutes. You know, you see them on the streets, and you think, oh, well, she's just a prostitute. But normally, she's underage, she's a traffic victim, she's not there out of her own will. There is usually a pimp close behind her that you can see. I mean, a lot of these hotels down here, it's like you see a girl on the street and you can look right behind her and see her pimp standing up in the balcony watching her.
Wow.
Chief Rob Paletti said, yeah, prostitution's on an upswing, and people go, well, why? And he goes, because there's a demand.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and that's really the sad thing that is there to be addressed, is that it's the demand that's behind it that's drawing it here.
Okay, well, I tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and so we can get started.
And we'll talk about this event this Saturday.
We've got a lot of time to talk about this, and I don't think people realize what a problem this is. But after we had one of these, one of our shows, we realized just how easy it is to have one of your children to get taken, or a young adult
abducted.
Be abducted. And we were only because we had that show. We aware of this.
And hopefully when we come back, Anna and Matt, we're going to be talking about Saturday. There's an event that's happening that we encourage everyone to attend Saturday night, the David Marr Theater. And Matt and Anna have also just a real personal testimony as well. So we'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Seck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Howdy, Redding. Nate Alvarea here. It really is a privilege getting to broadcast live sports here on KCNR 1460, and once a week, I even get to host my own talk show. The NorCal Sports Show, presented by Tavan Car Wash, can be heard every Tuesday night at 6, right here on Free Fire Radio. Tavan Car Wash is Redding's friendly hometown car wash, and they are proud to be a part of the North State's only local sports radio show. Tune in, call in, let it rip. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesday night, 6 o'clock. KCNR 1460.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Oh, yeah. Let's just wait a little bit. Can we just wait? Yes! Come on.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda, the wild one Bott. Wild thing. It is 8:17 in the morning. It's 69 degrees going up to 84 today, 88 today. 605-4567 is our phone number. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, our friends down there, Joe and Shelley, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. I tell you what, great coffee and cold drinks at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door. They will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Great walk-in humidor they have. But they have the e-cigs, every make and model you can think of. And as you know, e-cigs are just kind of like sweeping through the country here. They have them at Tobacco and Brew. veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew.
With us this morning is Anna and Matt Mosley. You might have been hearing their names recently in press, on TV and on radio. This is a couple that have decided to, you know, take a platform of something that they've personally experienced. And this is, you've heard this before. If you have heard them speak in public, and we're so happy to have them here today, this Saturday night is a special event happening at the David Marr Theater from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Human Trafficking in Reading, Break the Cycle. Good morning again, Matt and Anna.
Good morning.
So I had a friend that told me that you had gone to the Exchange Club.
Right.
And spoke, Matt.
Yes.
And then the next day, I think, Anna, you were at another event and you were speaking. So you've come out recently. Do you care to share with our listeners, how did this touch your lives?
Wow, that's a big question.
Where do we start?
I'll let Anna go into kind of how we started getting a heart for trafficking victims several years ago.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we were sitting in church, and there was this couple talking about opening a safe house, and immediately in my heart, I just felt like I have to have one of those girls. Like, and that's kind of where it all began for us. It will 3 years in July. So then we just went on this journey. Well, he said it was crazy.
What kind of safe house are we talking about here?
We're talking about girls that have been rescued from trafficking.
Okay. And trafficking being a girl that has been snatched away from her family or may have been a runaway and then taken. Right. And then now she is practically a slave.
Been in the sex trade. Right. Yes. Somehow in the sex trade.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a safe house then would be a place for them to be rescued.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So once they're taken off the streets, they're sent into a safe house and they get counseling and, you know, all that stuff. So then we just started on this journey, like trying to figure out, what does this look like for us? Where do we even start? Who do we talk to? Because at the time, I mean, sex trafficking is kind of a buzzword now, but at the time, I mean, nobody was talking about it. And when I heard trafficking, I was like, oh, well, you know, Cambodia, Thailand, places like that, never thinking here in Reading. So we just went.
Reading was just kind of a pass-through place, you know, that kind of thing. But that's not true, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's what we're learning now. And I think it was probably a problem at the time. We just weren't aware of it. So we just went on this journey to figure out who to talk to. We, 2 years into it, we met a guy who runs a safe house here in town, not here in town, but in Shasta County, and connected with him. And he said the best way to get involved is just to come up and start hanging out with the girls, get to know them and see where you fit in, see what works for you, see if you meet somebody that you connect with. And so we did that. We went through the background check process, fingerprinting, all that kind of stuff. And started going up and hanging out with the girls and got to meet them and get to know them. And the crazy thing is like getting to know them. I had worked in a group home years ago. And so those are the kind of girls I was expecting, like troubled, crazy girls. These girls are normal. I mean, we have a 5-year-old daughter.
As normal as they could be.
They're just like her. Yeah. I mean, we'd have them over to our house. We'd play games. We're like crying, laughing by the end of the night.
What were their ages?
Average age at this safe house was probably 16 years old.
16 years
but
old.
The average age, I think nationally they say is somewhere around 12 or 13.
Okay, now think about this, my friends. These are 12 and 13-year-old kids.
I mean, your granddaughter's 11, going on 12.
Have either been run away or their families have probably sold them or handed them off.
They've been abducted.
Or they've been abducted. Yeah. Now, nationality.
It was across the board. I mean, when we went up there, there was white girls, black girls, Hispanic girls. I mean, everybody. That was everyone.
Good. That's what I was trying also to get across here. It touches all levels of society, all colors, all religious.
All incomes.
And they don't care because what they're doing is making money off the bodies of these young children.
Yeah.
Was it just girls? I understand there are
boys. This safe house, just girls.
Where you were introduced to what it was to be in the safe house. And I love how you said our hearts were opened. I love that because you were touched, obviously, by a speaker or a sermon, and you knew from your heart's opening that you had to get involved. So you didn't know what this particular safe house in Shasta was all girls. Now, 3 years into it, you're seeing that there's boys also involved in sex trafficking.
Yeah, and we're not connected with any local safe houses that take in boys. I mean, we do help organization in Cambodia that takes in boys, but I mean, locally we don't know of any safe houses.
The okay, so you started meeting these girls that were average age of 16 up there, but the average age for the United States, and as sad as this is 12 or 13. Okay, then, and so after you started having them over to your house, what started happening?
So there was this one particular girl that, and she was actually only 15, and we just, I don't know, we were just drawn to her. And so we talked to the CEO of the safe house and asked him, like, how do we pursue her? How can we connect with her? Like,
well, because we were drawn to her to adopt her, because we knew that some of these girls actually have families that they can go back to, the ones that were runaways or fell in love with a guy and ends up, he turns into her pimp. And that's really, our daughter in particular didn't have a family to go back to, and our hearts were drawn to her to adopt her. And so that's when we started the conversation.
We want you in our lives forever, and it's part of our family.
Yeah, and
well, we didn't tell her at first. We just talked to them.
And how old was she?
She was 15 at the time. Okay. She's 16 now. But one of the things that we saw is we said, okay, we have a family. We have a house with an extra bedroom. We have an extra bed. We have enough money to put food on the table and to pay our bills. And we have the infrastructure of a family and church and community here. Why not? You know, we can change this one girl's life absolutely, completely, forever. Now she has that infrastructure in place for the rest of her life. When she gets married and has kids, she'll come back. She has a place.
She has a family.
She has family.
She has people that love her.
Yeah.
She has a chance in life.
Yeah.
And whatever happened before was before.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you ready, or is she ready, and is she for a time when perhaps she can be a motivational speaker to go out and talk about her personal journey and to girls who maybe want those future runaways that are just upset with their environment? They just run away. I'm going to go follow so-and-so I met on Facebook, you know, and help maybe in that moment change a person's mind that quick that, well, maybe it's not all that I think it's going to be, like save a life in a second.
Yeah, I think that she definitely will get there. I mean, she's only 16, and I mean, her journey was, she was trafficked from 5 to 12. So she's dealing with a lot of stuff.
Trafficked
still.
From 5 to 12?
Yeah.
Was this a member of her family?
Yeah. So I think that she is just, she's still going on her healing journey.
Yeah.
But right. I'm sure that at some point, and I mean, she says that with her life, she wants to be a missionary. And she told me, she said, I know if it was happening to me, I'm not the only one.
Right.
No,
and
of
I want
not.
To be able to help other kids too.
Fantastic.
So, I mean, that's her heart, but she's definitely not there yet.
Well, you know, my son-in-law is U.S. Marshal in New Mexico. And this pedophile jerk out of New Jersey was writing to a kid on Facebook.
She was 11
years old, and for 2 years he groomed her.
Wow.
And then came out and picked her up, and Vince tracked him across two states and caught him in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And the guy made a mistake of trying to resist arrest when he caught him. But he was planning on doing something terrible to her when they went out and found out where they were living,
their camp
at, and what he was planning on doing. So,
well, and
this
the
is
thing
these are
the
things that are going
Facebook,
on all the time, and you know, okay, so you met this young girl, and so she's adopted. She's a member of your family.
Yeah, right? It'll be official probably in December, but she's with us full time.
Well, you know what? This is extraordinary.
Makes our hearts up.
Because you're right. I'm thinking of, we are a conduit right here in Reading, and yet we're not. There's trafficking. There's children that are being abused and molested and used in our city right now.
Are there signs, and
they're being brought in from other areas though.
Mm-hmm. Are there signs now that you are working? You've worked in a. You have the. Not only have you brought this young woman into your life to make her a new part of your family, and you're now finding out so many other aspects of what, I don't even know if that's a correct word, but so many things that have happened inside these circles. Are there signs to look for if people are listening right now to look like, well, my granddaughter's this or my neighbor's that? Are there signs?
I don't know. I mean, it's so hard because, like you said, with Facebook, I mean, these girls are groomed. I mean, that's the way it happens for some other – I mean, other high schools, they're, like, sending girls in to – recruit, you know, I mean, there's just, there's so many things.
There are some signs. I mean, if you see, for the girls that are still living at home and are being groomed, you'll see, you may see them dating older guys, and, or getting their nails done, expensive jewelry, or you know, as a parent, wait, I didn't pay for that. You know, where did that come from? Because a lot of girls, will get into being trafficked because they fall in love with a guy and he takes care of her. And all
buys her nice things
and all of this, and there's a certain point where, you know, things change in the relationship. And so I think just having a good relationship with your kids, the best as you can as teenagers, we're finding out now. You know, it's difficult.
Oh, yeah, of course
it is. But staying active in their lives. And then also I think as community members, just keeping an eye open. If something looks weird, if you're driving by, you know, a motel or an apartment complex and you see some girl that looks maybe a little bit young to be out by herself or looks a little scantily clad dressed at, you know, 9 o'clock at night, you know, you may think, maybe there's something going on here, you know, and with that, it's hard because do you report everything that you see? Do you stop and talk to the person? I mean, that's the difficult thing.
Well, and that's part of what we're going to talk about on Saturday at the event is, Matt and I have come together with, six or seven other people, and we've formed this coalition. It's a Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition. And so on Saturday, that's part of what we're going to talk about is, you know, what do you do if you see something? Yeah. And we're starting a reporting process.
Well, we want to talk about that when we get back from our break. We also want to address this prostitution as a victimless crime. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back after these messages. We have Anna and Matt Mosley here. Their presentation would be this Saturday. From 7 to 9 p.m. at David Marr Theater. Human Trafficking in Reading. Break the Cycle. And yes, it is happening in Reading. Carl and Linda Bott, we'll be right back after these messages.
At the head of the trail, where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me this is the place.
Pardon me, lad. Where would you say a lucky Irishman like myself could get a nice cold one? Maybe you'll find me a lucky lady.
Oh, not to worry, young lad. I myself is from the lucky land of Ireland. Come with me. There's only one place in Reading where the Irish tradition lives on.
The party is always on downtown at Shameless O'Leary's. Shameless invites you down every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday for 3 for $3. 3 drink specials for $3. Like $3 20-ounce Coors Lights, and you call it on all Smirnoff drinks.
Oh, daddy boy, I reckon that's a hat trick.
Over 100 whiskeys behind the bar, and Jameson on tap. $3 drinks every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night downtown.
Oh, daddy boy, the people love the food down here.
The corned beef Reuben, the shepherd's pie, and the black and tan onion rings. And don't forget about Shameless every Sunday morning for brunch with a build-your-own omelet bar. Come party downtown at Shameless O'Leary's, where it's always a good time.
You'll come for the food, but you'll stay for the cheer.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment and business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
At Pulse Urgent Care, their goal is to get you in and out quickly. Pulse Urgent Care is open 7 days a week in their newly expanded facility from 10 a.m. till 8 p.m., providing care for the entire family, from infants to great-grandparents. If you suffer from allergies, visit newly expanded Pulse Urgent Care today for short-term allergy relief. For more information, call 722-1111 or walk in to Pulse Urgent Care on Hilltop Drive across from Kmart in Reading. Pulse Urgent Care says if it's urgent to you, it's important to us.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Well, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio right here. More community talk shows than any other place in California. Can you imagine that? Right here in Reading. 8:33 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number. 68 degrees out there, heading up to 88 today. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Discounts for seniors, discounts for veterans, great haircuts. It's like the Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop, where it's man's last stronghold. Our guests today are Anna and Matt Mosley. They're having a presentation, or giving a presentation this Saturday at the David Marr Theater, entitled Human Trafficking in Reading, Break the Cycle. Yes, my friends, there is human trafficking in Reading. Is prostitution a victimless crime?
Absolutely not.
I mean, you see that a lot of places. Oh, it's just, hey, it's a victimless crime. But it's not, well, is it?
And I think part of the problem is, at least in my mind, I've always, in years past, viewed prostitutes as criminals and the prostitutes as, you know, just dirty and, oh, man, that's just another prostitute. And now as my eyes are opened a little bit more to human trafficking, started to really realize that the vast majority of prostitutes aren't there because they want to be there.
Now, as the world is unfolding for you, and you're seeing, you know, so many different types of people, has there anybody been like sex trafficked that could just be from a normal family, just a normal, like both parents work and good, just abiding American citizens, and all of a sudden, where's our daughter?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, like what he was talking about with Facebook, it's a huge grooming process, and Facebook is a scary thing because girls can put up pictures or, you know, they're pretty, whatever. And then these guys come in and then they groom them and they date them. And of course, any teenage girl is going to be flattered by an older guy that's attracted to her, into her. So, I mean, girls from regular families also can get caught into this. And then all of a sudden, one day they're gone. One of the girls that we met up at the safe house, that is how she got into it. And she was actually living at home still with her parents. Her boyfriend would pick her up at night, you know, after her parents are bed.
She'd sneak out.
Yeah, she'd be out all night working for him. And then he'd drop her back off in the morning. And, you know, it's like, how do you say no? Because he knows where she lives. And he can threaten and say, well, I'm going to hurt your family. I'm going to, you know.
So there's this double life. And I think, you know, what happens anyway with teenagers, you know, they're, as a teenager, as a girl especially, goes through puberty and getting into her body, there becomes this disconnect somehow with the family anyway, and it's even more work to kind of, like, what's going on? How are you feeling? You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So I can see that, I can just see this picture in front of my face of a girl having this double life, that it can happen.
Yeah.
Because we know as we were kids, we would sneak out and do things. And it's just normal for, you know, to go sneak off the kids and go to the mall or do something. It wasn't that terrible. But, you know, now it's a different
world.
Well,
yeah. And you mentioned the mall, too. And that's another place that, you know, a lot of kids, like girls and boys, like to go to the mall and shop. And so these pimps, what they'll do is they'll watch the kids that are dropped off there consistently every weekend, or the movie theater, the kids that are dropped off every weekend at the movies, where they're unsupervised. And so they're easy targets to be picked up.
How many have you found that have been just snatched? I mean, there's some, of course, that, like you said, they bring them in, you know, they groom them and all this. But is there a percentage that somebody, they're just taken off the streets? I mean, because there's so many children missing.
Yeah, we honestly, we don't know. Yeah. We know that there's cases where they are just taken. We've got one case just local or just recently here locally. I think it was.
That's right. It was in the paper where they got the guy.
Yeah. And that was where the girl that two of the girls that he had taken, both of them, he had actually kidnapped.
And brought them up here.
And, yeah, one of them had escaped and got home. The other one escaped, and he ended up getting arrested because she got free. But both of them had been abducted. But we don't know the numbers. I mean, it's hard to tell.
When you see so many of these missing children, and yeah. and you see this, have you seen this child? And that was one of the things that we talked about. Is we stopped at a gas station
in
on
Red
the five,
mm-hmm.
on the five. And I was pumping gas, and Lynn said, well, I'm going to go in and use the restroom, and walked inside the building. And I had my back turned, just looking out over there, and there was no bathroom inside. It was around the back. And when she walked around the back, there was a van parked there.
Oh, geez.
Right there is because we just had somebody come in and talking about this.
I think his name's Cameron.
Cameron out of Bethel, who teaches people how to fight back.
How to get out.
He's awesome. Isn't he something? I mean, if you get caught, he teaches you how to keep fighting. And when Linda walked around and saw the van, she goes,
my mind just went into a movie.
Like that.
Like they've been on the phone, like. Here,
suddenly, I don't need to go to the bathroom anymore.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's not just me, but I mean, if a family had said, you got to go to the bathroom, fine, I'm right here. Well, within that second, you don't have contact with your child. They're in the back. Let's say perhaps there is this, there's a ring. They all know this kid.
They're gone.
I'm not saying that happened at that, but it just went through my mind only because we had Cameron on, and I thought that could have been right then a situation that happened.
Yeah.
So, when you see things like that, that's why when I ask that. But I think what we're starting to hear, though, is these young ladies or these young girls are being groomed at an early age, then being brought in and then turned out.
Yep.
And then they're stuck because they can't get home because they move them then.
Yeah, brought in, romanced, and then they're stuck. And yeah, and like you said, they move them. They keep them. They most of the times they don't stay in the same place for multiple nights in a row. They'll transport them, whether it's within the town to another town. They keep them moving. Keep them sleeping at odd hours.
Physical abuse, threats of their life. They turn all their money back into their pimps.
Yeah, they're not allowed to have an ID. The pimp holds the ID, holds the phone. And those are some of the warning signs too. If you ever see, a girl with a guy that, something doesn't quite seem right, and then you realize also that he's holding all of her valuables. If they go to a restaurant and he pulls money out of her purse that he's holding. There's things like that that are signs also. And that's one of the things at the awareness event that we were going to have some law enforcement people there talking about some of the warning signs and what they see too.
All right, that's this Saturday night again. David Marr Theater, that's on Eureka Way in Reading. It's from 7 to 9. It's community members are going to speak about the problem that exists here and what you can do to help. Human trafficking in Reading, let's break the cycle.
If you don't think we have a problem, you're wrong, right?
Yeah.
So there is a problem right here. When we go back into this, when we start talking on this, and we're talking about young girls and who are being moved from spot to spot, there's threats of physical violence, and there is physical violence, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's awful, some of the things that you hear stories of.
Like, no, you need to talk about this. I hope you talk about this. It's one thing to say, but we're talking about 13, 14-year-old girls, 12, 13, 14-year-old girls. They beat them and probably do other things to them to force them into this till they're so frightened that they just become like little robots out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, and most of them, they're on some sort of drug, so they need their pimp for their fix. Mm.
Okay.
And, I mean, don't just get this image of like a 13 or 14-year-old girl on the street because she's not going to look 13 or 14. I mean, most of these girls, I mean, they've got a pass for being over 18. So these girls, they might be young, but they're not going to look young. I mean, the girls that you see, yeah. I mean, I see them downtown walking the streets.
You do.
But this kid, again, I know that the example right now is what we're talking about right now is the knowledge of the 12 and 13-year-old girls, but we're talking that this is a problem that happens.
This is happening here in town.
With sickos that are into kids, and they're we see it with people who have child pornography that has been confiscated, and it might be your neighbor, and it freaks you out. It's not happened to us, but I'm just saying that you hear this stuff, and you're like, what?
And it's beyond just the sickos that, you know, like kids. You know, it's the men in our community, unfortunately. There's men out there that are driving the demand for young prostitutes. These men out there may not even think that they're with a child prostitute. They may just think, oh, wow, she's young and she's
a teenager.
Attractive. Yeah, a teenager. Or maybe she's 18 or 19. Oh, this is, you know, and so you've got men in our community that are driving the demand. If there was not demand there, there wouldn't be any traffic.
That's right. So what are the police doing about this?
Well, that's part of what our coalition is trying to do. We're trying to get training for the police force. Because we have a police officer that has come in, he'll be speaking on Saturday, and he said, police officers know code. I know X, Y, and Z. I pull somebody over. I look for these certain things. These certain things are warning signs for me. Well, what we need to do is get this in their mindset also. And to also, okay, so if you see a younger girl with an older guy, it's usually they're going to think, oh, there's probably drugs involved. Well, now we're trying to like retrain the way they think, like, okay, think maybe this could be a trafficking thing. And that's what happened. There's an FBI guy that we've been working with, and they pulled somebody over. I think it was in Siskiyou County. And that's exactly what happened. His mindset has been, you know, shifted a little. So he sees this young girl with this older guy, and instead of just right away thinking, oh, it's a drug thing, he's like, this, something is funny about this. Maybe this is a trafficking situation. And it turned out it was.
That was CHP.
Oh, CHP. Yeah. Sorry. Well, I think anyways. Okay. So, well, I mean, it's just like we're trying to bring the topic in address and just shift the mindset.
Well, and awareness is a broad scope. You know, the law enforcement needs to be aware, and they are becoming more and more aware, and they're working
their
tails off out there for so many of our issues. Now we just need to make this an issue that's on their radar.
Well, it's just so many, it's more and more issues every day.
Yeah.
So, somebody's calling right now probably to talk about it. who could be calling at this time right here on the cell phone? All right, we got to take a quick break. Carl and DeBott, Anna and Matt Mosley are here. We're talking about the human trafficking in Reading, Break the Cycle. It's going to be this Saturday, June 21st at the David Marr Theater, which is right up on the hill. It's right across David Marr Theater, in case you don't know where it is. It's the old Shasta High School, right across from Ace Hardware there. Lots of parking. And I think that maybe this is something that, you know, you can't just bury it. You can't ignore it because this is real. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Thanks to everybody who helped out with the junior livestock sale. Meantime, back at the salt mine, we're filling propane bottles, one right after another. That keeps Gary hopping. Robin in Corning is very busy with all the farmers and ranchers, so stop in and say hi. She loves our customers. In Weaverville, stop and see Diana. She is selling a lot of red and clear diesel and can fill your motorhomes and barbecue bottles. In Reading, we got another truckload of ethanol-free 93 and race car fuel. If you're one of us that's been blessed with new diesel trucks or pickups that take DEF urea fluid, give us a call. We have small jugs and big totes and can save you money. Johnny's back from cattle college, so if you're thinking of upgrading your heater, now's the time. Give him a call and talk about the new or used heater. Northern Lights Energy, small business, family owned. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday, I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear you. This morning, it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
This is Ted Leidy with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse, reminding you that in accordance with California state law, if you currently live with a person who is prohibited from possessing firearms due to state or federal law or mental incompetence, you must lock those firearms up to deny access, or you yourself can be charged with a crime. Call NorCal Firearms Instruction today for your CCW and CCW renewal training. 999-1822, or visit us at readingccw.com to read our reviews or register for a class. This is Ted Leidy, and I will see you at the range.
This is Jessica Delaney with Project Homeless Connect. This June, at the Reading Civic Auditorium, over 50 service providers will come together to connect citizens of our community with opportunities to improve the health and circumstances of abject poverty. This is a privately funded endeavor, and we desperately need your help to make it a success. Attendees are able to accomplish something in one day that may otherwise take them months to do. Your contribution to this event has an impact that lasts all year. Please call Northern Valley Catholic Social Service at 241-0552.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR, 1460 on this beautiful Monday morning. It's currently 69 degrees. It's going to be 85 today. The temperature is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Crown Motors.
That's right. Why go any further than 555 Cypress Avenue? It's your local Forge, Dodge, Dodge Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Big sales going down there, and Dodge Ram is the car of the, or truck of the year, 2013 and 14. It's a great place to shop. You got neighbors down there going to give you great deals, and plus their service department is simply outstanding. Redding Crown Motors, 555 Cypress Avenue. Give them a call, 223-2177. Tomorrow, our guest will be Rod Dinger, who is takes care of so many things in the city of Reading.
For the airport.
For the airport, for cable TV, for everything. But we want to talk with Rod and see what the latest update is on what's happening with the airport. And I'm going to give him my idea how to bring air service into Reading.
Well, this morning we've been talking about breaking the cycle with human trafficking in Reading, and that it is happening here. I know it's one of those uncomfortable subjects where a lot of people want to put their, you know, we call it the hand over one eye. They used to say that a lot in Asia. You put the hand over one eye. But Anna and Matt Mosley are here with us this morning. We've been talking about the journey of what we need to do in Reading. One of the things that we did at the break is we did go to a couple websites that that Anna and Matt had talked about. This is a lot of this is happening online. Girls in Reading, people being posted in Reading. I'm not going to tell you what the sites are.
But it's wide open. I mean, anybody can get to it.
Even your kids online can go to it. It's just
it's got photos. It's got it's very explicit. It says I have a $100 minimum. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and they don't say specifically what they do, but it's there, and they're right here in Reading.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 530 numbers and pictures of these girls.
And they're updated every hour.
Yeah, we had two just this morning that posted.
Wow.
So, you know, so we've got that. So those are prostitutes, or that maybe they're not. Maybe their pimps are doing this, and these people are being forced into this, these young ladies. You know, they all say, I'm 24, 22, but, you can't tell. Because, like you said, they could be 15, and by this time in their life, they look like they're 24, 25. All right. This weekend, this Saturday, from 7 to 9 p.m. at the David Marr Theater, Human Trafficking in Reading, Break the Cycle. Now, you've got, obviously, a coalition of you all and the Northern California Anti-Trafficking Coalition. So there's different groups of people that are kind of coming into this. So you need to pull them other groups in, too. I mean, the police, the sheriff, highway patrol, schools.
Will anybody talk at this particular point? Now, I know this is new. It's on the horizon. We're bringing this in. Will there be any of the girls who were victims to talk about their personal testimony? Is that something? I think that's very powerful, by the way, when the time comes. To have somebody be able to say, this is how it happened for me, and then come through on the other end, and now they're living somewhat of a normal life. I mean,
yeah, we had talked about that, and that was the original plan. But, you know, the the people that we know here locally, they didn't want to get up on stage because they're like, we shop at the same Target, we shop at the same Trader Joe's.
Yes, people will look at them. Right.
See these people, and then they look at me differently. And then we talked about bringing somebody in, but we don't want, you know, it's like we want it to be local. We don't want to necessarily have a story from somebody that lives in Sacramento or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we aren't going to have an actual victim they're talking about. We are going to have a woman there who meets the one we talked about earlier, who goes over, and she's an advocate for these girls. So she's meeting with the girls. And if I could just say that, I mean, this is going to make everybody's stomach turn, but one of the things that she says, the girls say, because the girls that she's meeting with are in Reno, but they've been here. And she said that all the girls say they like Redding better because the men here are nicer and they're not as abusive. So, I mean, that's just something that, like, Redding is known for. So they like coming to Redding. And so that woman is going to be there talking about her experience and what she's learned from the girls. Mm-hmm. We have a police officer talking. I'm going to share our story.
You know who you should have in there? A reform pimp.
And we actually do.
Do you have one?
Excellent. Good. Yeah.
So he says how he gathers them in and all that. Great.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry, not a reform pimp. We have a reform John.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I tell you what. I try and find a reformed pimp that tells you, hey, this is how I take your daughters away.
Okay, well, that's,
this
you know,
is what
as,
you have to do as a family to have me take your daughter.
As, yeah, but as we're growing, but you know what? Not what you have to do as a family, because we were talking about that earlier. You could just be have a normal life. You go to church. You do these things. You think you're part of the community. You think you're involved, but your daughter has a double life, and you're not aware of it. You know, you just think... You just think, oh, everything's fine, but it's just such a separation. And what I'm taking away from this too are those girls that the word victim is such a heavy burden to have. I've been a victim. Then hopefully those girls then become advocates. Mm-hmm. So that's a powerful word, advocate, rather than victim. And then
a survivor.
And then to think about how your spirit has been crushed as a child. Because you're a child of 13 still. And then to be able to come back, and even though your life will never be the same, what can you do to make it positive and take this experience and move forward to be, like you said, an advocate for others?
Yeah.
We have about 4 minutes left, so this is all yours.
I'd like to also say one of the things that it's so easy for us, our hearts to break, and for us to focus on the vast problem that we have in front of us. All of us do. It's our community problem. It's so easy to look at that and you get overwhelmed and want to check out. But we just keep focusing back on, you know, our daughter and looking at her and saying, wow, there is hope. There is restoration. These girls can come through this and can live great lives and fulfilled lives and have healing. She's going to have years of stuff she's going to work through. But seeing that hope and meeting these other girls from the safe house and seeing them on the other side of trafficking and seeing them starting the restoration process, that's where we get motivated. We see that and we just come alive.
Well, and that's the thing too. Like, I mean, that's what we did. But we want, I mean, ultimately the coalition wants the whole community to get involved, and we want everybody to find out what they can do. I mean, can you be a family that not necessarily adopts like we do, but that the girl, if she doesn't have family to go back to, can come home on vacations from college or help her get into college? You know, there's all these girls that need families and people to just help them get life started again. And so we just really want to get the community involved and also just bring awareness that, you know, do you have a friend that you know struggles with pornography? Talk to him, mentor him, because maybe he's part of the problem. I don't know. I mean, we just want people in our community to take ownership of this and to really help end it from how can we help the girls, but also how can we help the men who are struggling with this? Because, you know, they're not living a fun life either. I mean, they're probably miserable too. So we really want to help all aspects of this problem.
Has this brought you closer together as a couple?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I would think that when it becomes a bigger part of you and the two of you have got to come together to open your hearts to bring in another being into your life, I want to cry because I just want to say thank you. Thank you for doing that. That was really a big spirit jump.
You've got other ways, too, that people can reach out. You've got your website.
Yeah, and we have one of our biggest things about getting involved I don't know if we were on or off the air when we were talking about the Beacon Network we're starting. And basically it's a network where you can get added to the list. And what happens is when a girl gets rescued, there's a email blast goes out that says these are her immediate needs. And then they come to a centralized point so we can take care of them.
And we're going to talk about how to get involved with that on Saturday.
Okay, now you have – let's give out your website.
It's NCAT Coalition, so it's NCATCoalition.org.
And you've got a Facebook page?
And we've got a Facebook page, the same thing, Facebook / NCAT Coalition. So we're just getting started. I mean, we're only a few months old. This event is like our big coming out thing. So, yeah, come Saturday, learn more how you can help, how you can get involved, what you can do.
Again, we're offering up the station. So, anyway, we can help, and, we'll run ads and all those things for you. This is not an easy thing, and having our grandchildren just here and my son-in-law in law enforcement and what we're seeing. Okay. Anna and Matt Mosley, thank you so much for what you're doing for our community.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, well, it's a lot of stuff. Again, Saturday, June 21st, 7 to 9 p.m., David Marr Theater. Human traffic in Reading, break the cycle. Okay. Tomorrow, Rod Denger. And I'm sure we'll have a couple other little surprises here talking about airlines and television shows and television networks and everything that's coming through the city of Reading. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys out there. You know what? Everybody has got to be out there on watch and take out those bad guys.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Talk about strange bedfellows. The U.S. may get together with Iran to discuss the worsening security situation in Iraq.
Secretary of State John Kerry says the United States is open to discussions with Tehran if the Iranians can help end the violence and restore confidence in the Iraqi government. He tells Yahoo News that he won't rule out anything that would be constructive. However, he stresses that any contacts with Iran would move step by step.
SRN News White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Ukraine's new president reportedly set to unveil the detailed peace plan. It would include a ceasefire with pro-Russia rebels in eastern Ukraine. There's an arrest in Phoenix in the murder of a Catholic priest and the beating of a second priest recently at a church downtown. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court says a pro-life group can challenge an Ohio law. It bars people from making false statements about political candidates.